Adolin had drilled in pike block formations, but had never been in battle manning one. Doing so now, in the last stand to protect Azamir, proved one of the most humiliating experiences of his life. When he and May arrived at their posts, charging through the night while carrying enormous pikes well over 10 feet long, they were sent to different points in the line, split apart because the commander in charge, though apologetic, didn't want two weak links next to one another. Adolin had to strap his longsword to his back, because at his hip it might knock into the others in line. He was positioned somewhere in the middle of the block that was holding the extended breach in the stone wall of the dome. It was right at ground level, ripped open by the fused who had in turn been killed by Taln. That gap, which had been expanded in the hours since that assault, was some 40 feet long. The defenders had placed chunks of rubble across it, more a stumbling block than fortification, and held that gap with a large pike line. Modern pike formations were less shield wall and more an anti-cavalry defensive position, often with crossbowmen at the wings. Tonight, they deployed a more classical arrangement, a shield wall in front, with two ranks of pikes behind. The front row employed shields and short spears to hold the enemy back. The second rank lined up tightly and held the pikes in two hands, stabbing them over the shoulders of the front rank to kill enemy soldiers. A third row stood at the ready, resting and getting water, but also sometimes bringing pikes to bear, reaching past two ranks during a particularly difficult rush. Adolin was put into the back line first, filling a hole among soldiers who were sweating and gulping water among ever-present fear spren, exhaustion spren, and pain spren. By now, there were no Alethi blocks or Azish blocks. The two regiments had been fully integrated. This section was commanded by a tall Azish man with scars on his bald scalp. He gave the order to prepare for the ranks to swap, and the men around Adolin groaned softly. Not enough time to rest. Not nearly enough. They needed far more troops, as the enemy was trying to break through each of the doorways on the ground level and break out from the balcony above. Each section was defended with flagging troops, many of whom were untrained. Adolin could taste the desperation in the air as he was ordered forward. The second pike line withdrew, folding around the third pike line, who stepped forward into their places. The others put Adolin to shame as they efficiently brought their pikes into an overhand grip and let the inner line slip past them. Adolin's pike clattered against that of a retreating soldier, and he nearly got them into a snarl, earning a curse from the man,